More than 600,000 PECO customers were without power at the peak of the outages. Ron Perry of Westchester and many others crowded a Westchester Pike convenience store searching for a meal. It was almost hand-to-hand combat for a cup of coffee.
The roads are marginally safe. Some trees down in some locations. Certain neighborhoods have been definitely devastated. I think they're not too slippery, but with those stoplights being out, it's we need to take a lot of caution because you really treat them as four-way stop signs, so they're pretty precarious. So you have plenty of people out there that are courteous and kind. There's always a few others out there that are maybe in a hurry. So hurry to get their cup of coffee.
Wesley Wilson of Pensbury says he misses his internet access and also doesn't appreciate dodging tree limbs and other debris on side roads.
I live in a little enclave that a lot of trees are down, and consequently there's a lot of mixing up and there's a lot of detours. And challenging is the best description I have for it.
Kathy Engel Menendez of PECO Energy says the utility has more than 3,000 who will be working around the clock.
Ugly is a good word to describe it. We have seen so much damage, power lines down, brought down by tree branches and tree limbs. Based on the condition and the extensive damage that we have seen so far, while we believe that we'll be able to restore service to most customers in the next few days, there will be some customers in the more heavily damaged areas that could be without service into the weekend.
PECO officials say the most important part right now is to remind people to treat any downed wire as active and stay away from it. SEPTA crews have had their hands full also. To get trains back and running, they've had to send crews armed with chainsaws out and cherry pickers to cut trees off power lines. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.